Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one little taco. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got a couple of really good, intimate teachings I think you guys will enjoy. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I don't know why that's the favorite section for everybody. Is it because everybody can identify with the insanities of life? I think so. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why? Because we're not willing to pay.
I need about $350.
$350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Here's a real question. Why are you asking that question? Better yet, why are you listening to the radio show? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you read the news? Not a lot of question there. Asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, guess what, RoboPaul? We have a daily double. Okay, here it is. There's one that's really good and one that's really sick. So, you know, right here on the Christian Variety Hour. Oh, is that what this is? We ask these kind of questions. Here's life's questions. Why would Superman want to leap over the tallest building in a single bound if he can fly? That's an excellent question. Why would he do that? But here's number two, and this one much more disgusting. Can a hearse carrying a passenger drive in the carpool lane? That's what we want to know on this show. Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
I am a huge Woody Allen fan, although I have only seen Ants. But I'll tell you something. What I respect about that man is that when he was going through all of that stuff that came out in the press about how Ants was just a ripoff of A Bug's Life, he stayed true to his films. Or at least the film that I saw, which again was Ants. Thing is, I thought Bug's Life was better, much better, than Ants. Point is, don't listen to your critics, listen to your fans.
That's legendary. What else are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, that thingy, your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. And is this show loaded like a baked potato?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street report. The U.S. market was in an up and down session today after some bearish comments on the market from well-known investor Carl Icahn. At the close, however, the Dow finished up about 14 points at 15,976 on the blue chips. The Nasdaq down about 37 points at 3949, and the S&P down about 6.5 points to 1791 on a mixed market of trading today on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, 401ks, rollovers, inheritance planning, most importantly, helping you to figure out your retirement income planning. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN, and don't forget to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue, 800-727-PLAN.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect on October 1st. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming in January with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Join my friend Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial for the next dinner workshop. It's free at the Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran today. He's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Reserve your seat by calling 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or Aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, big man. Let's do the twins.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and I still sound like a Muppet. Oh, that's so nice. This segment brought to you by E.cola, termite and pest control, and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. By her own acknowledgement, her son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms when he encountered chemicals in a home. So when Sue got involved in the termite and pest control business, none of that. So they use microwave electrogun patented E.cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And because they are 30 years, just think about that, folks, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, it was 1983, 30 years ago. Wow. Anyway, they've been in business for 30 years. Because of that, $100 off any termite work you do, $50 off any pest control, initial pest control that you do with them. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You go to ecolatermite.com. You can contact them that way or get some general information. Keep in mind, our very own Sue Freeze has a show here on KPRZ on Saturdays, 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ. Also, 800-332-BUGS, that's the number to call if you want $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. That is a smoking deal, and congratulations to them. Okie dokie. You like that? Okie dokie. You know, somebody told me the other day, okay actually does have a definition, and it had to do with an acknowledgement to a king and so on and so forth, that it comes from something bigger and like, okay, whatever that is, but it's some Latin phrase or something. But I don't think they had back then okie dokie. See, I think they had okay, but not okie dokie.
Probably not, no.
No. That's a little more...
informal.
Yeah, and southern, right? A little more southern, southy kind of, you know, okay... versus okie dokie from Muskokie. You know, it's like one of those kind of things. That's what I'm thinking. All right, folks, there's so much going on, but I do want to say this up ahead of time to give everybody an opportunity. We are going to have a field show. Field. It's like filled, only it's out in the field. It's a field show. And if throughout the show you feel like you need some prayer, you'd like to get some prayer, we're open. We're an open radio show. Now, some people think, well, I don't know, I'm going to call you because I don't want you to like, you forget I'm a kinder, gentler, softer David Spoon. And so the whole experience is kinder, gentler, softer. You know, it's like the new rules for the NFL. No tackle. No tackle in the NFL. Those are the new rules. Anyway, you can call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473 if you want to pray. It's no big deal. I mean, it will be in the sense that, well, it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal for you to call the show and us to pray together. There's nothing wrong with having thousands of people agree with you in prayer. I mean, while you're praying about something, I think that's all good all the time, all day long. We are going to start today's show, though, a little different. Oh, I forgot to tell you this, huh? I should probably tell you guys what I'm doing different things, shouldn't I? Oops. Again, so while I'm talking, if you think, you know, there's this big thing I want to pray about, just call the show. Tell me about it. We'll pray about it. That's what we do. I've had somebody actually say to me, well, why would you pray if you don't know you're going to get the answer? Why would you pray? Why wouldn't you pray if you don't know you're going to get the answer? Just turn it around. Why wouldn't you? What's wrong with trying? What's wrong with asking God help? That's my favorite prayer, by the way. Help. Only I just, you do it in the phrase, oh, and the Lord knows that means help. And the Lord knows that means, oh, Lord, I love you. You're so awesome. Help me, please, in Jesus' name. But it all comes into one symbol. Oh, see, that's our code. Let us acknowledge the whole matter. I'm going to give you the best of the best right off the bat. Why should you wait? Why should you be delayed any longer? Take this note down, please, if you will. Robo Paul, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. You're going right into a DDD, Dave, a devotional diamond of the day, a small teaching that comes from your devotions, a little piece or a gem that may be good for people to know? Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Again, if you want some prayer, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Listen to this passage in Deuteronomy. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I am commanding you today by following other gods which you have not known. I want to say that if you're going to give me a way to start the week off, this is pretty good right here, right? This is here we're going to start. This is called the ABCs of the walk. Now, what does ABC stand for? The alphabet, right? Right? Does it stand for something else? Alpha, beta, something? Or is it just, no, it's not a grocery store? Okay.
No.
Okay. Here's how you start the whole thing. Here's what the Lord said. It's not comp. You want to see how, watch how the Lord's, people are like, it's so, you know, confusing. Only the enemy makes things like this confusing. Haven't you found it fascinating in your life that it's so easy to read a book until it comes to the Bible? Haven't you found that fascinating? In other words, you can read any book. You can read a math book, you read this, but then when you start reading the Bible, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just like reeling back and forth. Why is that? Interesting. It's because the enemy likes to complicate what God has created for us to walk in. Here it is. Here's the A part of it, of ABC. Deuteronomy 11:26. See, I'm setting before you today a blessing or a cursing. Oh, wait a minute. I have a choice? So time out. A blessing or a cursing? I'm setting that before you. So here's how it goes. Do you want to have a really good life or do you want to be a mashugi? Do you want to be great or do you want to not be great? Do you want to walk by the trail and have it be flowers and grass? Or would you like to go through mud and sticks and all that kind of stuff? Would you rather travel a swamp or would you rather travel a cleaned out path? It's like, well, I choose the good one. You know, would you rather have an ice cream sundae with cherries and whipped cream on top, or would you rather have a bunch of rocks? God, I'd rather have the blessing. How about, Robo, would you rather have blessings or cursings in your life?
I would take the blessings all the time.
You know, that blessing, the word bless also is another word for happy. You know, cursing is just lousy.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound good.
Doesn't sound good, does it? So here's what the Lord says. I'm setting before you blessings and cursings. It's before you. It's before you, blessings or cursings. Here's the definition of how you reach to which to which. Verse 27. I'm setting before you today the blessing and cursing. Verse 27. The blessing if you listen. Wait, watch this. Verse 28. And the curse if you do not listen. Wait a second. I'm sensing a theme. What do you think? There's got to be a theme here. That's what I'm thinking. Does that sound familiar? That's in the sense that If you do one thing, if you listen, you get blessed. If you don't listen, it's like terrible, right?
Sounds like me growing up with my parents.
That is an excellent point. A very good point by RoboPaul coming right out of the gate. Here's the dealios, people. It's not overly complex. It's not this synergistic, conceptual, gaseous, plutatious melancholy of an eschatological, theological dispensation for an understanding. By golly, you listen to the Lord, you're blessed. You don't listen, you ain't. Well, Dave, you can't say the word ain't. Ain't isn't in the dictionary. Yes, ain't is. But that's besides the point. The key in there is to understand if you listen to the Lord, he blesses you. If you ignore the Lord, it doesn't work that way. Let's see. Who verified this kind of information? Let's see. Could it be, Jesus? When he was talking in Matthew chapter 7, when he said, anybody who builds his house upon a rock, rocks, that's the person that listens to what I say and does it. But the person who builds their house upon the sand is the person that listens to what I say and doesn't do it, not paying attention, not processing. So if you listen to the Lord and you put it into your life, you're looking for a life that's built on the rocks, which will withstand the storms. If you don't listen to the Lord and decide you're smart enough because you're a smarty pants, well, then when the storm comes, it's kind of brutal. And this is what the Lord says in Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28. I'm setting before you blessings and cursings. You want to be blessed? Listen. You don't want to be blessed? You want to be cursed? Don't listen. You want to do it right? Walk with me. Listen to what I have to say. You want to do it wrong? Ignore me. See what happens. Now you're saying, Dave, that doesn't sound like a kinder, softer, gentler you. It's not. It's just a pretty much the Lord says, if you ignore me, that's not good. If you listen to me, that is good. That's soft. And I'll do this in a way that will make you feel better about yourself. So just listen. Ready? If you ignore the Lord, you're in trouble. Does that make you feel better? Is that better, the way I did that? Kind of laughing with it? Yeah. That's good. Anyway, the point of this whole DDD is to help us understand that the Lord sets before us a choice with him and in him, or without him and apart from him. And if you choose with him and in him, you will find blessing. And if you choose apart from him or away from him, you're kind of on your own, and it'll end up being cursed, because it's cursed when it's apart from God. Here's the bottom line. Every day he sets this opportunity for you in multiple decisions, to make the decision in him, listening to him, or not. It's the same thing for me as it is for you. Every single day I encounter this. I pray by the grace of God that you and me, and especially me because it's me, I pray by the grace of God we choose wisely and listen to the Lord in everything we're doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, wow, have I got some news for you. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1330. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30-year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM. What KPRZ.
Comes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Brian Holland and our very good friends at Zero Res. Now, if you don't know about this, Zero Res, now let's just talk about this. Zero Res is the carpet cleaner a la Mashta. A la Mashta. I just made that up. A la Mashta. I don't know what that means, other than I'm trying to say they're like the best. Okay, they use scientifically proven empowered water. You know, some days I just can't say that sentence. I don't know what it is. It's like a sentence that you can't say it. I don't know what it is. Scientifically proven empowered water. I wonder if I can do it with an accent. Scientifically proven empowered water. Yeah, not bad. Anyway, the bottom line is the carpet is soft, smells fresh, dries quickly, safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, professional. The dealio's still extending through this week. You call them up, and they'll do two rooms for $99, and they give you the 30-day you-gotta-love-it guarantee. Plus, if you take a can of food and give it to the local food bank, they'll also do a 10-foot hallway. And so all the things you need to know about Zero Res are coming up in about 12 seconds. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. You can do that as well. Here's all you got to know about them. I use them. KPRZ uses them. And KCBQ uses them. What more do you need to know? That's what we use. And why?
Because they work.
Oh, okay, good. Gotcha. All right. Let's see. A couple things that we got to cover as Robo Paul and Robo Producer switch. This is what takes place is one does the show in the first segment or two and a half, and then that's Robo Paul. And then Robo Producer comes in and takes over for the rest of the show. Then I got to catch each one, A, before they have a coma from their food, which is why around here Monster is real popular. And then B, I got to catch them in the right mood, which means that whatever happened earlier in the day, all day long, or whatever happened yesterday, last night, we have to overcome together so that we can enjoy the 2 hours. That's the goal. In the meantime, the goal is also, if you want to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and get some prayer on the air. That's what we'll call it. Prayer on the air. Prayer on the air. We'll be willing to pray, but now don't call up with something, you know, goofy. But if you got something we need to pray about, let's pray about it. A couple things to cover that you may not be aware of, and I do want to make sure that they're in the book and on the record. For example, one of the more important things is in 1820 on this day, Captain Nathaniel Palmer discovered Antarctica. Maybe you didn't know that. In 1883, Standard Time began in the United States. Maybe you didn't know that. Now, this is not as good. And we're going to do, I think, in the upcoming weeks, pretty soon, actually, we're going to do about a whole week's worth on cults. And we're going to talk about cults, actual cults, quote unquote Christian cults. We're going to go through that whole process. But on this day in 1978, Jim Jones, a United States pastor, led 914 of his followers to their deaths at Jonestown, Guyana by drinking a cyanide laced fruit drink. The cult members who refused to swallow the drink were shot. So it's like, yikes. So we're going to actually cover Christian styled cults themselves. We're going to get into the different groups, some of them that we say are on the fringe and some that are extremely radical. We're going to cover that in the up and coming weeks. By the way, in case you didn't know, and this is much more important than talking about Antarctica, today is Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Gosh,
I'm so glad. No, that's kind of like Pinocchio. I think I'll stick with Pinocchio. I mean, that's because it's Steamboat Willie came out on this day in 1928. 1928. So that makes Mickey Mouse 85 years old today. And that, you know what that means for you and me? You know what that really means? That means that whatever's taking place at Disneyland from this moment on is going to cost us more money. That's what that means. I don't know what you're thinking. That's what that means. Let's see. We're going to take a break on some of that stuff. Oh, I can talk about this. This is kind of interesting. Also, just in case you missed it yesterday, did you know what yesterday was a celebration of? Yesterday was
National Yesterday Day?
No, that's close. It was Take a Hike Day. Take a Hike Day. Now, for those that are disgruntled at work or for those that are disgruntled with certain people, that's not the kind of hike they're talking about. Okay.
Oh, a hike in my salary. I understand.
Yeah, that's it. Sure. In 1919, this was the anniversary of rolls of paper used to reward stock trades. This is long before the computer happened. And then they were rolled over with pins and punched, and then they were read by stockbrokers, and it would leave holes, and that's how we got confetti. So confetti, another one of the many great things that came out of Wall Street, useless paper. And then last but not least, certainly not least, is in 1307 at this date, according to legend, the story of William Tell's shooting the apple off his young son's noggin is said to have taken place on this day. How do you think that would go over today? William Tell shooting an apple off a kid's
head. Not well.
You don't think that would be popular?
I think it would be cool.
You think it'd be you don't think people, first of all, it'd be a YouTube sensation, but do you realize what would happen the very next day? We're here to take your children. Right? You can't do that.
And did you take them to McDonald's?
Yeah, no. Only if you don't, because child abuse. So
You got to better make your choices wisely.
Or you're going to go to McJail.
Okay. Is that a very small or a quick jail? Which one is that? Not to be outdone by anything else. What is that? What does that even mean? Not to be outdone by anything else. I love these stories. These are the ones that cheer me up. So we just told a little history. Now let's tell a little more history. In Calgary, they had a big international meeting about climate change. Big meeting. Guess what happened? Big meeting. Guess where they did it? In Calgary. Big meeting. Big international meeting on climate change. Huge meeting. Everybody talking about global warming. Actually, it was really, they just changed the title of the climate change. Guess what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah, there was a snowstorm. So,
oh, it's heating up now.
It's heating up. So what happened is all these people that were planning on coming decided not to go because of the snow. That, of course, is because snow always precedes global warming, of which precedes snow is neutral temperatures, of which precedes a 15-year pause, of which precedes the ice caps growing back in place. By this is the best part about it, though. Ready for this? 50 people did brave through. Wait, 50 people. So the 50,000, they were just short. Just short. 50,000 to 50. Here's the funniest part. They did this meeting in Canada, not exactly the hub of global warming. And I've got a picture right here. Look at my hands, right? See it? And they're all dressed up like Hare Krishna people. No, I mean, they're all dressed up. And so I'm sitting there wondering, I understand at least now why they're worried about the weather, because they're all dressed up in sheets. It's like if you're dressed up in sheets. On the other hand, why would you go to Canada dressed up in sheets? Does that seem weird?
Seems very weird, and I don't quite understand it.
Mm. Three sheets to the wind, baby.
Three sheets and a baby.
There you go. So good luck to the global warming people in Calgary in the protest, of which 50 people showed up. Apparently all 50 people lived in the terminal at the airport, because that's where they had it. Okay. Good to know that things are still active and going in our country the way that they are. It's always encouraging to know that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. If you want some prayer, you can still call the show. We're going to keep it open all the show long, 866-K-PRAISE. In the meantime, don't get dressed up in sheets.
Body people all around me feeling hot.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thick, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, Robo producer, I've got good news for you and bad news for you. Which would you like first?
As I've learned here on the David Spoon Experience, it doesn't matter because with God, I fear nothing.
There you go.
Whichever one you want first.
Good job. These next two segments, these DDDs, are going to be called the Parable of the Sower Part 1 and the Parable of the Sower Part 2.
Parable of the who?
Sower.
Okay, I thought you said solar.
Solar. The Parable of the Solar. It's all about little rays of sunshine. That's what it's about. Just so you can have it as a reference, Luke 8:4-8, Luke 8:11-15. That's all you got to know. That'll run you through a great portion. Then you don't have to kind of, you know, focus in. Robo producer and Robo Paul have been working on catching up on some of our, we're a little behind on some of our podcasts. You know, I got to stop saying, that's kind of irritating, isn't it? If I do that, I should just break into like a Beatles song or a Monkey song. You know, like, daydream believer.
No!
All right. Your mother wears army boots. Okay, here's the bottom line. If you want, you can reach the show, I probably should tell you this, by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Pray for me that I quit saying
Agoda. See that right there? Now that I said it, I'm going to do it 1,000 times. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. The weather outside, not bad. It's nice. It's okay. Traffic, a little busy on La Jolla Village Drive, but doesn't look too bad on the 805 overall. This DDD brought to you by, gosh, what I hope is the Holy Spirit. How about that? This is called the Parable of the Sower, Part 1. Now, it's not Parable of the Solar or the Parable of the Sower. It's the Parable of the Sower. Sower. It's the dude that sprinkles the seeds. Which part do you got to know? A, and first and foremost, I'd like to remind everybody, this is a parable. A parable. Now, that does not mean two pairs of Abels. It's a parable, okay? And this is what it says. Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 8 says the following. And I'm going to actually do this in two parts. And why is because I'm going to defy general theology, because why not? Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 8. As a large crowd was gathering and people were flocking to him from every town, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he was sowing, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Other seed fell on the rock. When it sprang up, it withered, since it lacked moisture. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Still other seed fell on good ground. When it sprang up, it produced a crop 100 times what was sown. As he said this, he calls out, anyone who has ears to hear should listen. Now, this parable is taught in the other two Gospels besides Luke and Mark and Matthew as well. This parable, by the way, is kind of in two parts. So we're going to talk about this part first and the second part when he does the explaining later. But I want to talk about this because there's an interesting catch here for all of us Christians who go to church, who spend time reading the Bible, who spend time in prayer, who listen to spiritual songs, who try to have some kind of connection to the Lord and to his people, who have fellowship. There's an interesting connection that I had not quite seen. I know most of you probably have. And in that, I applaud you. And this just, when it comes to illumination for me, I just want to share how I see it and what it strikes into my mind. So we have in this parable four different locations to which the seed falls. Four different locations. All right? We have seed that goes along the path, seed that falls along rock, seed that falls amongst thorns, and seed that falls on the ground. Now, what we find out as we dive in, and we'll do this a little bit more so in the next segment, we find out that the seed is actually the Word of God. That's one thing that we do know from the explanation. But what I want to talk about is how the Word of God falls in these four different locations and what this overall location represents. Keep in mind this. The seed is dropped, okay? Along the path, on the rock, among the thorns, and on good ground. Along the path, on the rock, among the thorns, and on good ground. So the seed falls in these four different places. Before we get into the explanations as to the specifics, my mind thinks, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to follow Jesus, he's talking in parables, He's teaching people the kingdom principles in story form. People, some people are getting it and some people aren't. There's a big contention theologically as to whether he's talking purposely in mystery so as, you know, so that all everybody can be guilty or everybody can be, you know, where they hear it and they don't get it and they're all going to be accountable still and so on and so forth. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm following Jesus and I hear him tell this story. I'm living back then 2,000 years ago and I'm hearing this tale or this story about seed, which turns out to be the word of God, but that falls on a path. Okay, it falls on a path along the path. Actually, it falls on the rocks among the thorns and on the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, where is there paths, rocks, thorns, and ground? Where? In other words, this isn't going to be at Staples Center, okay? That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be in the heart of the commerce of the city of Jerusalem. Paths and rocks and thorns and grounds. If you think about this, what locations, and there's two major ones, but the third one turns out to be the truth. There's two major places where this is, where there are paths, rocks, thorns, and ground. Do you know the main place that has paths, rocks, thorns, and grounds is a farm? That's the main place that has paths, rocks, thorns, and grounds. You know what another place that has paths, rocks, thorns, and ground? A garden. When Jesus is telling this story, people are listening. These are people that understand the agriculture and the horticultural elements because they make a great deal of their living. Many of them do their survival through this process. When he's teaching about the paths and the rocks and the thorns and the grounds, it's for us, it's almost like understanding freeways and bikeways. And I mean, it's just the way that they would understand it. And he's talking to them about the farms or the gardens that they have and how seed is falling, which they would fully understand. And some of that seed is falling along the path, and some on the rocks, and some among the thorns, and some on the ground. And these people can see what he's saying. And as we find out, and we're going to get into this in part two, which we're going to get to in about a minute. We're going to take a break and come back, and then we're going to get to it. But as we find out, it turns out that this farm or this garden that we're talking about, it's the hearts of people. This garden and farm that Jesus is talking about, where the seed falls along the path and on the rocks and among the thorns and on the ground, this is not just a farm, it's not just a garden, it's our hearts. And the word of God is sown, and the word of God comes forward, and it lands in our hearts. And it's interesting to note that within people's hearts are paths and rocks and thorns and ground. And that has a lot to do with what the seed does or doesn't do. That's the parable of sower, part one. Paths and rocks and thorns and ground, that's your heart. It's a garden, but it's the garden of your heart. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to hit part two. And when we come back, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
In a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Bethel Seminary Preview Night is Monday, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register online at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll
she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Melody McDonald grew up right here in El Cajon with her nine brothers and sisters. She is now a missionary in Albania, where less than 1% of the population follows Christ. Hi, I'm Colin McDonald. My sister always wanted to be a missionary, and after graduating from San Diego Christian College, she realized that dream by moving to Albania to start a children's ministry. Melody and her husband, Arion, are currently in San Diego raising support for their latest project, a church plant in an unreached Albanian city. This is where you can help. On Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m., a group of talented musicians are hosting a benefit concert for Melody and Arion. The concert will be at Faith Bible Fellowship in Santee, 9971 Mission Gorge Road. You are invited to attend this special event. Together, we can help Melody and Arion bring the gospel to Albania. For more information, please visit online at benefitalbania.com.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I felt like saying San Diego, California. Anyway, this segment brought to you by
San Diego.
I don't know. You think it's San Diego?
San Diego.
Who didn't win yesterday in football?
San Diego.
Thank you. Back to the dust with thee. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and Eric Holloway and our good friends. Over there at Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. I'm telling you, see that weather? That weather was cloudy. Oh, baby, baby, baby. And we had a little sprinkle out where we were in Carlsbaddy land. And you want to check your roof for sure. This is what, November 18th? You better get ready. December, January, February, March, they're saying wet. 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. Go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You can also
fill out the contact us information. You can call just to find out, just to make sure. That's totally okay with them. All estimates are free at Excalibur Roofing. Okay, my friend, I got to do this. I don't know how I can pull. I'm going to probably have to pull this back to the next one. I want to talk about this whole thing. I'm going to not destroy. That's not a fair word. But I'm going to ruin a few theologies, I think, maybe. Because the parable of the sower has been a hotly contested theological patch of work that people have fought over as to, in the parable of the sower, there's four people, and there's been these successively and massively interesting arguments as to how many of these four are Christians. Because keep in mind, it's the word of God that's being sowed. If you'll remember, we just talked about going a seed along the path, seed that falls on the rocks, that falls amongst the thorns, and on the ground, there's four different elements there, four different portions, and it's addressed to four different people. I'm not going to be able to tell you this in this segment. I'll have to do it in the next segment, but we're going to talk about how many of these guys are Christians. Because that is a fascinating question. How many of these people are Christians? And I've heard the argument that it's one in four. It's only the people that bear fruit, and some of them bear fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold. I heard that it's three of four, because only the first one is a complete rejection of the gospel. I've heard that it's four of four, and it's just because it's the illustration. So I've heard one of four, four of four, three of four. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? I'm going to show you how it's two of four. Of course I am. Why would you think I would do anything different? Now, is my interpretation the only way to view it or to see it?
No.
Is it just as valid as anybody else's? Certainly is in my mind. Thank you very much for that affirmation. Behind that, thank you for that. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the parable of the sower, part two. That's going to be Luke 8, 11 through 15. When we come back, I'm going to make a case, not a definitive case. It's a non-essential. I'm just going to make the case that I think two of the four people that receive the seeds are Christians and two of the four are not. How am I going to do it? You'll see when I get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.